Now to our third feature. We're now going to hear some of the news from 1988, 10 years after Chatterbox first started. And to read this, we have our third guest, David Fulman, Lord Mayor of Norwich. David, we are delighted to have you here at Chatterbox. So what was happening 30 years ago?
Who can forget the shock collapse of Earlham Road when the number 26 bus was swallowed up by a huge hole? Pounding waves swept a Norwich man's holiday home into the sea at Hemsby. The Broads Bill completed its 15-month parliamentary voyage and awaited the Queen's signature. A plucky blind cyclist from Alton Broad took to the roads on a tandem to raise money for charities that helped him after he suddenly lost his sight. Chemists expressed anger at the rising NHS prescription charges, and drug users were offered free needles to help combat the spread of AIDS. This was the year Margaret Thatcher became the longest-serving British Prime Minister of the century. Health Minister Edwina Curry caused outrage when she claimed that most eggs were infected with salmonella, causing an immediate fall in egg sales. She resigned. 7,000 ferry workers went on strike, paralysing the nation's seaports. Works started on the Channel Tunnel. The year saw some terrible disasters, among them the world's deadliest ever oil rig accident on the Piper Alpha off the coast of Aberdeen. 35 people were killed when three trains collided in Clapham, London, and Pan Am Flight 103 exploded over Lockerbie in Scotland, killing 280. The IRA were killing British soldiers in Lisburn, the Netherlands, and in Belfast and North London. The first BBC Red Nose Day raised £15 million. The first classes of 16-year-olds took the new GCSEs, and the pound note was withdrawn from circulation. A crowd of 80,000 attended a concert at Wembley Stadium in honour of the 70th birthday of Nelson Mandela, the South African anti-apartheid campaigner who had been in prison since 1964. I promised myself I won't do